primary election results are starting to take shape, and so is the fight for control in Seattle's city council. 7 seats are up for grabs. 4 of those seats are totally open. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea has been following the council elections and city politics. She joins me live to talk about what this means for Seattle and the region at large. Good morning, Simone.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. So last night's primary results are preliminary, but what's standing out to you right now?
Yeah, they are preliminary. I think it's the caveat we always give. This is a vote by mail state. Things could change. It was a crowded primary. Things are probably going to shift around. And right now we're talking sort of 20 to 25% turnout in each of these districts, which is likely to go up. But here's what we can see. The 3 incumbents who are running, they're all leading right now. The 2 to watch there will probably be District 1, West Seattle, and District 3, which is sort of East Central, Capitol Hill area. A lot of money has already gone into unseating Lisa Herbold and Kashama Sawant in those races, and so that's likely to continue. Their margins last night were okay, but we'll have to see how it really shakes out to get a sense of, you know, whether they're safe, quote unquote. In the open races, we're seeing that same kind of dynamic, these sort of business friendly, moderate candidates facing sort of more progressive, lefty candidates. One thing I think that's important to note is that all of the candidates that were backed by the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce have made it through to the general. But even with that, it's not totally clear that they're going to, you know, flip things, so to speak.
So these are city council district elections, and it feels like there are a lot of neighborhood issues at play. Why are you following these races so closely?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people care about those like neighborhood issues, right? They want to know, you know, can we fill the potholes on my street? Am I going to find parking? Am I going to have a bus stop to go to? You know, what is my neighborhood going to look like? Is it going to have houses? Is it going to have apartments? That kind of thing. But I think there's a lot of citywide issues at play. You're just sort of seeing them at the local level, right? So it's people seeing tents. It's people seeing signs of addiction. If you're seeing needles in a park or in a public space, it's about crime. It's, do I feel safe in my neighborhood? And it's about affordability. Can I afford to live here? Can I afford to still live here? And what you're seeing in the candidates is a big spectrum of responses to these problems, right? Mm-hmm. So for homelessness, for example, you have candidates who really want to sort of crack down. They want to use the legal system to try and get people off the streets. And you have people on the other side who really want to completely redo the way the city provides services and the way they pay for those services. And you're seeing that spectrum on all these issues, on housing, on transportation, things like that. But just taking a step back, the other reason this is important is there are a lot of seats up in the air right now, right? Like 7 seats. The city council, it controls the budget. It has a history of making really big, important, groundbreaking policy decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get at least 4 new people for sure, you know, possibly more depending on those incumbent races. At this point, it's really hard to figure out what those possible voting blocks might look like and how these different approaches to the problems are actually going to shake out when they have to make real policy together.
So do you think that the outcome of these races could potentially have a ripple effect outside of Seattle?
I absolutely do. I will make this argument any day of the week. You know, I think... we're certainly hearing in the rhetoric outside of Seattle about people positioning themselves in relation to Seattle, right? So we hear about cities who say they don't want to become Seattle. We've heard state politicians kind of distance themselves from Seattle politics. And I think we've also seen other cities copy some policies that Seattle has passed. I think people are watching. And of course, everything's relative in this city. But I think people are watching whether the council's going to swing sort of right or left. And I think businesses are watching. You know, one thread that I think has come out in this election is Amazon. You know, we know Amazon has put a lot of money into this race already. We know the company fought with the council last year over the head tax. And we know the company is moving a bunch of jobs to Bellevue.
Right.
So, you know, it's possible that it ripples out past Seattle into these neighboring cities. You know, it is early. It was a crowded primary. As returns keep coming, the voters' wants are going to become more clear. So as we move into the general, we're going to hear more of that messaging about what people think the state's largest city should or could look like.
All right. Well, thanks for all your work this morning, Simone.
All right. Thanks, Ariel.
KNKX reporter Simone Alisea joining me live this morning, talking about the primary election. You can find the preliminary results of all the Seattle City Council races and other election results from around the region at knkx.org.